Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. This is a show where the motherfucker works. I'm just saying it is what it is. So, hi, welcome to the show. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, DJ E Monster, Monstrous Radio Live. Don't forget, the show is interactive. You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Tumblr. And as of right now, I have the chat room open. So, all right, y'all, you know how we do it around here. Today's Takeover Tuesday is the only night of the week where we allow you, the listener, the artist, an author, an actor. I don't give a damn you do porn movies. You can do whatever you want to do. Tonight's the only night you can call in and take over the show, and I won't send your ass a bill. You dig? So, all right, check it out. And I'm also interviewing an upcoming strong artist. This guy really gets it in, y'all. I'm talking about Promo Team A1. Everything with this dude is A1. And that's the name of his track. So, hey, that it is what it is. Rock with me. So, all right, check it out. I think I got him over here on the line. Let me go over here and see if we got Flex Capone with us tonight. Flex, is that you, bro?
Hello. Yeah, it's me, E-Monster. What it do, bro? What's good? What's good?
What's good, bro? It's your world, man.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me on here, man. You know, I got to rock with you, man. You've been supporting me since day one. You've been A1 since day one, man, so I had to come through, show love to the whole team, everybody out there supporting me, man. So, you know, much love to everybody out there listening too, man.
Okay, okay. Hey, so all right, bro, tell the people right quick what your social media and how they can contact you right quick.
Hey, man, everybody out there listening, if y'all want to get at me at Twitter, it's at Flex Capone, that's FlexKapone, and you can get at me on the gram. Same spelling itself is Flex _ Capone. Get at me. I'm interactive on there. Holler at me, you know, much love. I'm approachable. You get at me on there. I ain't going to ex a deal or nothing like that. Just get at me. I'm always on there. So if y'all want to network and link up, holler at me.
That's what it do. So, all right, y'all. So, matter of fact, he's here right on time. You dig? Matter of fact, let's go ahead and jump into his track right quick. And then we'll get into our normal Takeover Tuesday. And then, you know, we're going to get into this interview with Flex Capone, man. I can't wait to interview you, bro. I'm over here like a kid ready to do double dub. Like, come on, bro. You ready?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, bro, so why don't you go ahead and give us a monstrous exclusive intro into your track, A1.
Hey, everybody out there listening, it's your gal Flex Capone featuring my boy June B. This is A1. Let's get it.
Everything is proper, ain't no need for me to stunt. I ain't lying when I say that I get anything I want. I've been working through the night just to get to where I'm at. Now I'm on any day, just better know that it's a wrap. Everything is A1. Handle it, that's where the kicks, man. I swear they think you fall, be selling bread. Everything is A1. And your money, tell us cold. That's your dream, you know exactly how it goes.
Everything is so A1, money long and it don't fold. Making up for that lost time, prayed up when I'm on the road. Don't watch, but I work hard, never stop when I reach goals. Haters told me I'll never make it, they front row when I'm doing shows. People change for a little change, fuck money, fuck the fame. Looking back and I'm so blessed, I died deaf and I face pain. Came up like Kurt, go from them dirt roads to a gold chain. People say they gon' stay down, but I fell down and they all changed. Good kid in a mad city, when I think back, I could've sold cane. Taking losses, I stand tall. Wanna see the sun, you gotta face the rain. Getting paid, I'm self-made, and I'm dream chasing like Meek Mill. Competition, I don't see none. These other rappers just cheap thrills, and it's real.
To where I'm at, now I'm on, and he say this better know that it's a rap. Everything is A1. Although it down to the kick, man, I still think you all be selling free. Everything is A1. Your money to the phone, that's your girl, you know exactly how it goes. Everything is A1.
Big city, bright light, this the shit that we die for. We ain't doing them bills pass. That's the reason my crowd moat. That's the reason I try most. Think about it, I gotta shine. Seeing it and I can't stop, I ball hard, this overtime. Work hard with no handouts, but they come around with their hands out. Eating good and my plate full, no days off, but it panned out. Got flaws, I ain't perfect, got think back and when planned out. Came up and I stayed down, but I look around and I stand out. Stand solid, and they slept on me. Ball hard to my death, homie. Independent, no time wasted. I go and get it myself, homie. Getting paid, I'm self-made, and I'm dream chasing like Meek Mill. Competition, I don't see none. These other rappers just keep thrills in this
ring. Ain't no need for me to stunt. I ain't lying when I say that I get anything I want. I've been working through the night just to get to where I'm at. Now I'm on, and he say this better know that it's a rap. Everything is A1. Throw it down to the kick, man. I said I think you probably selling bread. Everything is A1. From the money to the phone, that's your girl, we know exactly how it goes. Everything is A1.
Yeah. A1. Capone right here on Monstrous Radio Live. So, hey, bro, see, man, you the star tonight. You dig? It's the Flex Capone Show. See, that it's an actual takeover. You dig? Welcome, right, everybody, to the Flex Capone Show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. So, all right, bro, go ahead and jump into this interview right quick. You know, seeing that I'm so anxious. So one of the first things that I always do in an interview, you know, because I like to help people get to know the artist a little bit better. You dig? So outside of music, why don't you tell us, who is Flex Capone? Are you like a sibling, a cashier, a lawyer, a pimp, a player, a pastor? Who is Flex Capone?
Flex Capone is the embodiment of a hustler. Meaning, I'm not just saying it in like a street way. I'm not just saying it like I'm a hustler, meaning that I'm out here, you know, doing what I do, everything I got to do to get to the money. I mean, I used to sell CDs in high school. When I was in elementary school, I sold the candy. I did everything I had to do to put the money behind myself. And now we're not just talking about investing in my music. I'm talking about just everyday life. Just I hustle. I do everything on my own. Mm-hmm. I grind hard, man. I'm out here in the streets. I went to the SEL Awards this year with 100 copies of A1 and passed them out to people in network. I mean, I am the embodiment of not just a young black male, but anybody out here who came from nothing, who's the underdog, and who trying to make it in this world. Because whether you black, white, Mexican, whatever, you know, everybody goes through some type of struggle. All races go through some kind of struggle, you know, some kind of adversity. So, you know, I just, Flex Capone is the embodiment of the underdog and the guy that was told, you're not going to make it, and I made it. You know what I mean? I'm in Memphis. A lot of brothers don't make it to 25. I did. I'm a survivor, man. That's what Flex Capone is. I'm a survivor.
Right, right. A survivor entrepreneur. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So, all right.
No
yeah,
doubt.
So, you know, I'm so anxious, you know, I'm kind of skipping things over here. You know, we do a thing called the Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report. You dig? I used to have a weatherman. I used to pay him in food stamps, but he quit. And when I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. So why don't you go ahead and tell people where you at right now and what's the weather like? Hello.
Hey, man, I'm in 901, man. Memphis, Tennessee, man. The weather right now is about 70 degrees, man. It's looking sunny outside, man. So it's looking beautiful in the Memphis 10 right now. So, you know, everything is lovely where I'm at.
Okay. So now, is that the town that you grew up in?
Yeah, man, I bounced around, bro. I actually grew up with my grandparents, so I spent time basically going from Westwood to northern Mississippi, and, you know, I kind of just bounced around when I was younger, and because of that, you know, I was exposed to so many different things. You know, Mississippi and Memphis, although they so close, they so different. You know what I mean? Like, they really different. Like, Mississippi country, but Memphis got, like, a kind of – it's a different vibe. It's a different energy, man. It's just more up tempo. Everything is faster. So I mean, but 901 is my home, man, and this where I've been, man. This where I represent.
Okay, okay. So all right. So tell us. So how did you venture into the music game?
Okay. Well, I got into the music game like this. I was the youngest. Like, I don't have any brothers or sisters, by the way. So, you know, I had my older cousins and whatever to look up to. So back in the 90s, late 90s, you know, this around the Pocket and Biggie era, I fell in love with music around that time. And my cousins, man, they was doing their thing. They was out hustling. They was drinking and doing all that type of stuff. They weren't finna let me do it because I was like 10 years old. So they was like, look, fam, if you want to be around us, we not finna let you smoke. We not finna let you drink. But you can get on these rhymes. You can learn how to rap. And if you learn how to rap, we'll let you kick it with us. So, you know, I've always been competitive. And, you know, I was like, hell, shit. Well, you know, then what it is. I learned how to rap, man. And at first it was just like me proving to them that I'm worthy. But then, you know, as I started going through more things in my life, I'm talking about, you know, the teenage phase, puberty, the transition you make from a boy to a man, I became more serious because it was like my way of venting. It was my outlet. It was my way of expressing myself. And, you know, just the more things I went through, the more I leaned toward their pen, man, and it just became a passion. And I've been in love with music, man, ever since, really, you know.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So who would you say are some of the influential artists that I know it sounds like a question a lot of people ask, but it's a real in-depth one. But who are some artists that are influential when it came to you coming up? Like, you know, say, like, if you're in a bad mood, you know you could go to this artist and he going to help you, or he or she may help you through it.
Man, I don't want to say a cliche, but you should already know one of them. Tupac Shakur, of course, hey. Biggie. Nas,
okay.
Jay-Z. I know you wanted to say something. Let me go ahead and get this list out of the way. You know, Memphis, I was 3-6, Master P, Hot Boys, Big L, Method Man, Red Man, the whole Wu-Tang Clan, man. So it's just, you know, I'm an 80s baby, so the 90s era was, to me, one of the golden eras, if not the golden era. So, yeah, man, but definitely those group of guys, the Biggie, the Pop, Big L, Nas, Jay, them guys, man. So, you know.
Okay. No, I was agreeing with you. Yeah, when you say you already knew, it was already going through my head. You dig that it was Pop. But, you know, we got to ask the question for everybody else. You dig? But,
right.
Yeah, like you
right,
said,
right.
You already knew. Yeah, so that's why I busted out right away. So, right, before I'm going to spin a track, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into some more about you and your music. But I wanted to ask you, because, you know, here's like a debate I had actually seen. You dig? It was about how they tried to make it seem like people from the South didn't listen to artists from the East, up North. You dig? But you mentioned,
right,
like Big L, Jay-Z, and all that type of stuff. Tell us what's the real, like, the people in the South really back then listen to music up North?
Yeah, look, man, this like some kind of, I don't know, this in a stereotypical type range. But, no, man, I was on, we talking about 95, 96, man, I'm talking about Illmatic. My big cousin, man, God bless his soul, rest in peace to my cousin, man. But, you know, he was a big brother to me. He was like 12 years older. So, man, he was getting bootlegs or, you know, cassette tapes. We talking about like the 90s for real, like cassette tapes. And, like, he would have Big L, Nas, he had Reasonable Doubt. He had all them classics from up North, man. Like, he had all that when it was coming out like a week later. So, man, we Memphis definitely been rocking with it now our sound was different in the 90s from, you know, anything that the East Coast was doing, really. But as far as that, yeah, we always respected it. It just, I think the South wasn't looked at in a certain way early on as a respectable place because of the type of music we had, and it wasn't catching on everywhere. Mm. But we always had love for other coasts, the West and the East Coast. So, you know, nah, it's just an urban legend, man. This stereotype, you know, this a stereotypical thing. We've been representing and loving other coasts, so it's not true.
Right. Right. Now, I would say it probably didn't get the recognition that it gets like today. You know what I mean? With big artists that come out of Memphis, what is it? 3-6 Mafia, the Power Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I think everybody always listened to the South. We always listened to the South here in Minnesota. Like, we used to love, like, what is it? I think his name was DJ Magic Mike. He used to make these boom, 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 boom mixtapes and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
He was from the down South, so he always would push his artists. And so, you know, up here in the Midwest, we always love down South music. But it's not about me in the Midwest. But we're going to take this quick little break, and then we're going to come back and ask Flex Capone what was it like making his first song and other things like that. And then we're going to open up the lines and let you ask them a question right here on Takeover Tuesday. So, speaking of the 90s, bro, I'm going to do my break a little bit something like this. Some of y'all are going to say, no, he didn't. Some of y'all are going to say, yes, he did. DJ E Monster, Flex the Bone, Monster's Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday. Stick with us. We gonna come back in just a moment, and you can call us up.
Check.
Yourself, cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom. Fuck call alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm that nigga with your alpine. Throw the 4-6, so always let tricks know. And friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, headbutt ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya, punk motherfucker. Here to let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking motion picture. I got your bitch up, my nigga get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a
check. So go on and tickety-check yourself before you wreck yourself. Tickety-check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Tickety-check.
Cuban and they get played, cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kind of trifo, cause that's an IFO. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty pal. Got a new style.
Watch out, man.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they folding bank, but steady talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver Road. Now they running up in your throat. Your guard used to be the dime one. Now your name is just Twine. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Jiggy check.
Pump. Make on that license plate. You could have had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got 6 and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the clapping. Who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your coochie and your debt. Bitch, is a Miami hurricane head. Strong, niggas for her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you get no respect.
Yeah.
Bitch, you better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come
now.
On and check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Yeah. All right, that's my little throwback right while back, seeing that we talked about the 90s. I forgot about how long that song is. Shit, back then they was doing songs in there 5-6 minutes. It is what it is. So, all right, Flex, bro, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, fam.
Okay. So, all right, bro, so why don't you go ahead and tell us what was it like in the title of the song, the first track that you actually recorded?
The first track that I recorded was, man, you took me back, man. actually, it's like 2002. My homeboy had a little studio in his crib, man. It's back in Limewire. It's like Napster days or whatever. But he had the Get Money instrumental, the Junior Mafia Get Money instrumental. And that's the first track. And like, I just started freestyling, man. He pushed record on his computer, and I just started freestyling. And I instantly knew. You know, once he played it back, man, I was like, oh, hell yeah. I was like, yeah, it's dope, man. I was like, play it back. And I just kept listening to it. And that's the first time that my vocals ever was recorded and I ever made a song. So it was like, man, it was just a good thing, man. And after that, it's just every day after school, I go to my homeboy crib and I just start recording, man. So it was like an adrenaline rush off top to hear my vocals like this. So I knew what I wanted to do after that, man.
Okay. So now as we started to come up today and start to discuss your music, can you tell us what is the difference or how you have evolved in music lyrically as an artist from that day then until now?
Man, as an artist, I'm more conceptual. I mean, when I'm putting a project together or a track like A1, I'm more conscious of what it is I'm trying to get out because unlike a lot of artists, now, where they just mumbling, or where I don't know what the hell they doing. They just talking about random ass stuff, and they just putting it together. But me, I'm old school, bro. So I go into a song, and I'm like, okay, what's the concept with A1? It was like, who can relate to coming from nothing to something, or at least climbing up that ladder trying to get there. And I came a long way. I came a long way from not having nothing. You know, to things are better for me, and you know what I mean? And I know that a lot of people can relate to this. So as an artist, my music is more relatable. Back then, it was like, okay, I had punchlines. I just wanted to go out there and spit to the hottest beat that it just came out or whatever I was feeling. And now it's more like I want to be relatable to the people so they can play my music much like Pac and Nas and guys like that where you can go back and listen to their music when you're going through a hard time. You can say, wow, I'm not alone. I'm going through it too. Just like they were. So my music is more relatable now, and it's more concept to it when I put it together. So that's the difference now.
Okay. I can feel that. You went from basically a rapper to a musician. It is what it is. So, all right, so tell us about your music now today. You know, tell us a little bit about what's going on with that. What can people expect?
Man, y'all can expect, man, I'm working on this project right now. Anybody out there familiar with Project Pet? I got a track with Project Pet, the Memphis 10 legend. I got a track with him, and I got a couple of other tracks, man, that I'm working on, and really trying to release it within the next month. And you know, right now I'm just working on. I want an album feel to it, so right now it's in the phase of it's unfinished. But I think it's gonna be hot, man. I got some tracks on there. When you're going through some hard times, man, you can play my music, man. You can get through it much like A1. And man, right now, like I said, I'm just constantly evolving, constantly trying different things as an artist, constantly pushing myself, man. Going in there and knocking out 3 or 4 songs in a couple of hours, and keeping it moving, man. And I'm just constantly trying to evolve, and like I said, make my music more and more relatable to people because. E-Monster, just, I know you listen to a lot of this stuff on the radio now, man. You like, what the hell? And I know a lot of people want the real music again, bro. Like, I'm talking about, I'm not knocking the club music because I got music for the club, too. I'm saying, like, a lot of these guys literally are not talking about nothing for 3 or 4 minutes on a track. It's just a catchy hook, and it's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, people got to understand, Pac made catchy music, Biggie made catchy music. It's a difference between garbage and catchy. And I just think it's a lot of trash out there, man. I'm not knocking nobody, get your money, but talk about something, man. Be relatable. Everybody can't be hard all day and all night. I know these rappers cry. I know they got emotions. You know what I mean? I know they go through ups and downs. So, I mean, put it on wax, man, because the rest of the people, the consumers, they going through real stuff every day. They going through different jobs and car breaking down on the E-way and trying to figure out where they going to get their next money from or how they going to make it from point A to point B. So I just want to make sure that my music is relatable, man, and that's really the basis of where hip-hop was, having a good time, storytelling, and relatable music. So that's where I think my music now and what I'm working on now is going to bring to the table, and I'm hoping everybody enjoy when I drop it, man.
Okay. Well, definitely let us know. We'll definitely push the hell out of it. You feel me? So, all right, people, remember, we got a couple people over here. So, remember, push one if you'd like to ask Flex Capone a question before we end up concluding our interview here. But all right, bro, tell me, what can people expect from you when they go out to one of your shows?
Man, energy, man. I mean, interaction, man. I go out into the crowd. You know, it's a beautiful lady in the front row. What's up with you? Give eye contact. Show love. You know what I mean? Everybody out there, I just try to move around, man, and keep it as live as possible. That also kind of ties into the previous question you had with the music. I think when you going into your situation, you say, okay, I'm finna perform. You got to have something to match the energy of the crowd. You want to keep it live, even if you have more conscious music like Kendrick Lamar, you want to make sure that you are giving these people a show. If they're coming out where they're spending money on a showcase, you want to make sure that whoever's in that crowd, they are going to remember your performance, whether that's the only time they ever see you perform live. So when I'm live, I just try to keep people up, you know, prep them up in between tracks, you know, interact with them, man, and just let the people know, look, I'm here to put on a show the same way you're here to watch a show. So, and I just try to bring the energy, man.
Okay. So tell people again where they can contact you, whether it be for collaborations, and please let people know if you do collaborations and booking and other things like that.
Okay, people, where everybody out there listening, you can get at me on Twitter at Flex Capone. It's FlexKapone. Don't be afraid. You know, I'm not one of them sadiddy dudes. You get at me. I'm humble, man. Just get at me. I always retweet people. I'm always interacting. If y'all want to get at me on Instagram, it's Flex_Capone. And if y'all want to reach out to my management, shout out to Dylan Cash. It's Colossal Records. And it's 818-533-8484. And it's on my Twitter. The info is up there. If y'all want to reach out, like I said, FlexKapone. Don't be afraid to holler at me. Don't be afraid to inbox me. Don't be afraid to tweet me. I'm on there all the time. So, you know, just get at me on there, man. I show love to everybody who show love back, everybody out there who's hustling. I'm always retweeting people who have something inspirational to say, and I'm always supporting other artists. So just get at me, you know. I'm down to earth. I'm cool. Holler at me.
Right. Hey, yeah, definitely get at Dylan, because Dylan be on his business game. I'm telling you, bro. Dylan be on it. So, big monster salute to Dylan. Also, big shout out to Kevo the Plug for his 10 p.m. conference call of him and Kermit the Superstar Henderson and DJ Punch, because that's how I ended up finding you. You dig? So anything else you want to put out there for the people or anything exclusive you want to say? You know, you could give us some insight on Dylan. Maybe he got a little hammer toe. Or something, I don't know. But anything else you
want to
put out there?
Man, I want to say this right here, man. I mean, it's so many people. First of all, salute to you, E. Salute to everybody out there supporting me, man. Dylan, Now One Promotions, K100 Radio, Kevo the Plug, Kermit Henderson. I met Kermit at the SEA Award this year. Cool, man. That dude, a living legend. Just cool, man. Yeah. Cool people.
It's just so many people.
Nah. But I'm toe to toe with him now. He up there, but I'm right there with him. So I mean, I'm 6'1". So you know, he cool, man. Big, humble dude, man. Just cool dude, man. That's my guy. So salute Kermit.
Yeah, I met him at
everybody.
Southwest.
He 100, man. Salute everybody, man. I don't want to leave nobody out. So everybody who the DJs, everybody who's playing A1, Big Box Radio. I don't want to leave nobody out, man. So everybody who's tuned in, thank y'all for listening. And just thank you, E-Monster, man, for following, man, and just supporting my music and just constantly showing me love. I just appreciate that, man. Literally, came from nothing. And it's good that I didn't give up on myself, man, because I see it paying off. So much love to everybody out there, man.
Well, that's what's up, bro. And I'm humbled that you thank me that much, because, bro, I'm thanking you, because I keep it 100 from the DJs and the radio stations. It's artists like you that give us a platform that entertain the people. You dig? That's what they come here for. For that hot music that you're creating and other artists. You feel me? That's just 100, bro. Yeah.
100.
So, all right, on our way up out here, you know I got to show them some more love. So, hey, here we go again with A1 by Flex Capone featuring June B right here on Monsters Radio live on a Takeover Tuesday.
Let's get it.
Look, now I want to stall on it. It is what it is. Come on. Give it a
come
second.
On.
There you go. Let's
propose. Everything is proper, ain't no need for me to start. I ain't lying when I say that I get anything I want. I've been working through the night just to get to where I'm at. Now I'm on any day, just better know that it's a wrap. Everything is A1. Handle it, that's where the kicks, man. I swear to think you're probably selling bread.
Everything is so A1, money long and it don't fold. Making up for that lost time, prayed up when I'm on the road. Don't watch, but I work hard, never stop when I reach goals. Haters told me I'd never make it, they front row when I'm doing shows. People change for a little change, fuck money, fuck the fame. Looking back and I'm so blessed, I die deaf and I face pain. Came up like Kurt, go from them dirt roads to a gold chain. People say they gon' stay down, but I fell down and they all changed. Good kid in a mad city, when I think back, I could've sold cane. Take losses, I stand tall, wanna see the sun, you gotta face the rain. Getting paid, I'm self-made, and I'm dream chasing like Meek Mill. Competition, I don't see none, these other rappers just cheap thrills, and it's real.
Everything is proper, ain't no need for me to start. I ain't lying when I say that I get anything I want. I've been working through the night just to get to where I'm at. Now I'm on any day, just better know that it's a wrap. Everything is A1. Handle it, that's where the kick, man. I swear to think you're probably selling bread. Everything is A1. Grab your money, tell us all. That's your girl, you know exactly how it goes. Everything is A1.
Big city, bright light. This the shit that we die for. Rent due when them bills pass. That's the reason my cry most. That's the reason I try most. Think about it, I gotta shine. Seeing it and I can't stop. I ball hard, this overtime. Work hard with no handouts, but they come around with their hands out. Eating good and my plate full. No days off, but it panned out. Got flaws, I ain't perfect. Got things back and when planned out. Came up and I stayed down, but I look around and I stand out. Stand solid, they slept on me. Ball hard to my death, homie. Independent, no time wasted. I go and get it myself, homie. Getting paid, I'm self-made, and I'm dream chasing like Meek Mill. Competition, I don't see none. These other rappers just keep thrills in this
ring. Ain't no need for me to start. I ain't lying when I say that I get anything I want. I've been working through the night just to get to where I'm at. Now I'm on any day, just better know that it's a wrap. Everything is A1. Handle it, that's where the kick, man. I swear to think you're probably selling bread. Everything is A1. Grab your money, tell us all. That's your girl, we know exactly how it goes. Everything is A1.
Yeah. Don't forget tonight's show to be brought to you by my YouTube club, Rep My Street TV, Entertainment, Colossal Music, and Snap NY Hats. That's right, Snap NY Hats. You need that hot new fit? Make sure you go to Snap NY Hats. You can connect with them on my Facebook page. You want to know how to get there? If you're listening on your computer, you see that button that says follow on Blog Talk. Push that, it'll take you to everything, and you'll be good. So, all right, check it out. This right here, tonight was a great interview. Man, I don't know what to say. I've been waiting for a while to contact with that dude and do an interview, and it finally happened. So, all right, check it out. Tomorrow night, we got another great interview. Check it out. It's a young lady. She goes by the name of Sunshine Note. It is what it is. It's called Let's Talk. And yeah, as you can tell, I'm looking at her picture. Boy, I'm going to get in trouble tomorrow. They're going to arrest me after 30 days. It's her music. Sunshine Note, y'all. It's called Let's Talk. Monsters Radio Live.
You got what I need, so let's talk. We can be the perfect match. You're looking for a ride, I'm looking for a boss.
Sunshine Note, we'll be interviewing her tomorrow. If you'd like to get an interview on our show, go to monsterusradio.com. Go to show link, and you'll find the link on how you can get your interview, but it must be sponsored. You dig? So Flex Capone was special, so I sponsored his show. You dig? So Sunshine Note was special, so Picasso Payton sponsored her show. Also, Snaps NY Hat. You dig? So, all right, check it out. We're going to change the mood a little bit. Look, what I call, we're going to lane change. This right here is my big homie, Rico Barino. This is him and Tig OB. This is called Vibe. He's getting a little sexy, you dig? Make sure you hit up Rico Barino on Twitter. He'll actually talk to you. I was surprised. We was holding conversations. Even when they come to the Twin Cities and do a show, make sure you hit me up on Twitter. That's my music club, _MN from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't be tripping at you. Gotta see what else is in.
What's in your mind, girl? What's in your mind?
Just wanna roll with the wind.
Yeah, I bet you can roll.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
She cool with that. Baby, it's all out of breath. Rolling 60 in the rain. OG smoking, switching lanes. Yes, sir. A nigga playing nighttime while I'm on my way round to pick your pretty ass up. I figured I was at the mood and open up your door like a real player do.
Talk that shit and trip out with you. There's too many things I wanna do. Tonight I think I'm playing. Ooh, I want you so bad, but I'ma chill out instead. So now I got you in a place that we can set the mood and pop a little hookah in a VIP booth while we feel both around. Mix it with the juice.
Yeah, I'm an old school DJ. I let the music play all the way out to the end, you dig? So I can get that space where I hear that macaroni. If you don't hear the macaroni, you ain't doing the right player. But that's a wet Wednesday music right here on Monsters Radio. That's right. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be interviewing Sunshine Note, and I'll be playing some of the sexiest music in the world. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So what I got coming up next, let's see. He goes by OJ Tiago. It's called Mr. Officer. I think it kind of fits in with today's things, what's going on in the news and the media and everything. So we're going to get into that. What else did I want to say? Oh, yeah. Don't forget to check out Snap NY Hats on Facebook. You can connect with them through my page or on Twitter. Snap NY Hats. Just put it in, you'll find them. I'm going to see what else we got going on. Oh, yeah. This weekend here in the Twin Cities, Monsters Radio, we're trying to get behind an event that's going to help kids with autism. You dig? So please check my pages for that. I can't find the information in front of me right now. I'm doing like my homegirl. My music plug, Tennessee. We call her Jazzy B around here. I'm over here multitasking. I'm doing a lot. I'm method tasking. So check it out, y'all. This is OJ Tiago. He was on the 10 p.m. Sunday conference call this Sunday. So check it out. This right here is his song. It's called Mr. Officer. It's the remix.
In the run. Boy, Robert John, 5305. 701, I just couldn't hit.
Yeah.
Mr. Officer, why you wanna put me in a coffin, sir? Baby motherfucker comes off for us. Mr. Officer, Mr. Officer, why you wanna put me in a coffin, sir? Baby motherfucker comes off for us.
Goes off of us.
feel my blade. Turn on sin and I see another black face.
Another black face.
Another black case.
Another black case.
They singing our race.
They singing our race.
Mr. Obama, what the hell is they
thinking?
You got enough problem with the country you're facing.
The country you're
facing. Black on black crime, yeah, that's another situation.
Yes, yes.
They say lovers, they fake it.
They fake
it. With all the lies they take.
The lies they take.
R.P. to Devon. R.P. Michael Brown. R.P. to Eric Garner in New York that was taken down. R.P. Walter Scott. Down his way to work. And Plaid is 21 year old kid. Not people in the church. R.I.P. to Simpson and Baltimore Block. People go riot to the brutality stop. At war getting started right here in my backyard. You gotta stay on. Keep us in guard.
Mr.
Keeping us late, trapped lost
in the maze.
Is my brother keeper, my brother today?
Is he my brother?
And my brother's watching all the moves I make.
My
the police watching all the moves that I make. In the streets that I play, it's no longer safe.
No longer
safe. I ask for a better day, ask for a better way. It's so much racism that I want what I say.
No, I
say they protect and serve,
yeah.
They're serving what I protect. My dignity and respect, trying to earn a check.
Yeah.
All in, do we all out, we gotta stick together. United, we strong, we falling together.
Together.
Keep us separated while we killing each other. Stop killing our brother. One at the number.
Mr. Officer, Mr. Officer.
How you wanna put me in the car?
Like I said, that's OJ Tiago. It's called Mr. Officer. Make sure you hit him up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and all social media. And make sure you tell him DJ E Monster, Monsters Radio sent you. So I still got Flex Capone over here. So, hey, bro, I want to ask you, with everything going on in the news and media today, whether it be terrorists blowing up clubs in Florida or the terrorists terrorizing people in the streets, y'all know who I'm talking about. What's it like in Memphis right now? Or, sorry, in whatever city it is you're in. You got yourself on mute, Flex? All right, we'll go ahead and keep it moving. He might be moving around doing something. So, all right, let's see. What else do I got over here? And I do want to say to people out there, don't forget, all police ain't bad. I know some of y'all about to throw tomatoes at me and shit. Hold on. I'm just saying, you know, all police ain't bad. It's just some of those people is just crazy. Some of them is just off the motherfucking chain, and the gate is wide open. And something has to be done. It's apparent. Everybody's talking about it in all the medias and everything that's going on. We may talk about it tomorrow. Not tomorrow. That's Wet Wednesday. That will ruin the mood. But right here on Urban Therapy Comedy Cafe on Thursday night, make sure you tune in for that, and we'll have an open discussion and talk about the things. Like somebody had said to me one time, you know, people got to take in consideration. The police may have came from a different call where things got out of hand and, you know, things might have got riled up. I made a few comments after that, but I'm going to leave it open for you guys to think about it and call us up on Urban Therapy. That's Thursday night, same time, right here, same place. and we'll talk about it. You dig? Community, you dig? Right here, Monsters Radio. So, all right, as it got serious, let me go ahead and get out of this seriousness. Oh, man, I probably shouldn't have had this one in the next lineup. But you know what it is around here. It's not about the club thing. It's about new music, new artists. Because if I play an artist you ain't heard, then that means I broke a record. So, all right, here's something that you may have never, ever heard before. It's called Nova Flame. It's called Used to Love You. This is that heartbreak type shit.
I used to love you, now it's fuck you. Used to love you, now it's fuck you. You so fucking disrespectful. Made it hard for me to trust you. All these roads I could've run through. I never thought this would've come to. Now I wish I never met you. I used to love you, now it's fuck you.
I used to love you, now it's fuck the thought. I ain't a player, I just fucking lie. I try my hardest not to tell a lie. Cause I don't wanna see them tears in your eyes. But I'm a man, girl, I'ma do my thing, girl. You do it for the fame, but you my main girl. But you ain't the same, talking about a nigga change. What you went and did, you were fucking up the game. You fell in love with a nigga, doing different things, doing drugs with a nigga. I hear with your girls in the club with a nigga. She ain't got a car on the side with a nigga, gonna be cold in 21. Yeah, yeah, choices, baby. Life is all about a choice we make. Life is all about a risk we taking. I thought I knew I had this bitch mistaken. So
I used to love you, now it's fucked up. Used to love you, now it's fucked you. You so fucking disrespectful. Made it hard for me to judge. All these roads I could've run through. I never thought this would've come to. Now I wish I never met you. I used to love you, now it's fucked you.
But I ain't worried about it, on to the net. Bills doing, I ain't cutting no checks. I want answer, no calls, no texts. Yeah, I thought you'd be the one for me. Hold my drugs and all the guns for me. We was supposed to be hoping B. You get a 360 smutting on me, but I do what I want to now. I know you gon' come back one day, but I don't want it now. See, I be getting burning now. Remember that website I made about to make a couple hundred cash? I bet you thought the grass is greener. Until you see me in that beam, 750 new bitch chopped out with her ass looking like Serena's.
Used to love you, now it's fuck you. You so fucking disrespectful. Made it hard for me to judge. All these roads I could've run through. I never thought this would've come to. Now I wish I never met you. I used to love you, now it's fuck you, girl. For me to judge, all these roads I could've run through. I never thought this would've come to. Now I wish I never met you. I used to love you, now fuck you, girl.
MonsterUSRadio.com. You can find all the links and everything that's going on. We are switching our radio broadcast network, so please excuse the music over there. We're about to switch over. We got to get that shit up out of here. Check it out. Don't forget, we also have an international show with Miss Lovely, where we interview artists from all over the world. We interview artists from Liberia, all over. I'm telling y'all, Monsters Radio, we get it in. So check it out. Like I said, we're going to keep the mood grooving. Same type of mood. I guess it's more heartbreak. It's not really heartbreak. Yeah, it is. It is what it is. Monsters Radio. Here's some new music you may have never heard before.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
B&B Rock. No time. Fellas.
You fucking with me? Cause I'm fucking with you. I'm really in the street. So what am I to do? I don't want you to leave. But if I gotta choose, I gotta keep it all the way 100, baby. I ain't got no time for you.
No time. No time.
I'm too busy chasing money, baby. I ain't got no time for you.
No time. No time.
Oh, I ain't got no time for you. Out of time. Cause I've been on my grind. I've been chasing this paper, but girl, you've been on my mind. Yeah, I gotta keep it real, girl, you been on my mind. People calling me for days, I'm wishing you hit my line. Yeah, but you want me to choose you over paper. I can make that decision with my eyes closed. Two strings attached, so we could do it right now. Now tell me how you want it, all these bags all slow. What you asking for? I ain't got no time, but you think I'm trapping for? All the things I'm out here doing, you don't have to know. Just know I can buy you all the things you asking for. Just know I can fly you in and out the city. Hit the mall, blow a hundred to them bridges. I keep it real, shorty, I can't be committed. I thought you was my wall, yeah. All I need to know, yeah. You fucking with me, cause I'm fucking with you. I'm really in the streets, so what am I to do? I don't want you to leave, but if I gotta choose, I gotta keep it all the way 100, baby. I ain't got no time for you.
No time, no time.
I'm too busy chasing money, baby. I ain't got no time for you.
No time, no time.
Oh, I ain't got no time for you. Looking for time, that's something I ain't got. You want me hugging you, shorty, instead I'm hugging the block. I'm tired of ducking you, shorty. Feel like I'm ducking the cops. I'm chasing money, you worry about if I'm fucking or not. You keep calling me, I'm thinking that's a trap, then I get mad. I'm just out here trying to get it, trying to stack my brain. I'm a real one, that's something you said you ain't never had. Yeah, that's something you said you ain't never had. Oh, yeah. Got no girl, but the wife be my girlfriend. Just let me do me and we can go into the world. And thought you knew what's up, but now I see it ain't for certain. Now all I really wanna know is you fucking with me, cause I'm fucking with you. I'm really in the street, so what am I to do? I don't want you to leave, but if I gotta choose, I gotta keep it all the way 100, baby. I ain't got no time for you.
No time, no time.
I'm too busy chasing money, baby. I ain't got no time for you.
No time,
I gotta keep it all the way 100, baby. I ain't got no time for you. I gotta keep it all the way 100, baby. I ain't got no time for you.
Yeah. Memphis. I just wish she would get her mind right before she find herself by herself.
Monstrous Radio.
Where should I begin? This is not pretend. Me and my girl go way back. Poops and MCM. I met her mom and daddy, her only auntie Gladys, who she tries to be bad at. So heartless, but sadly, she don't cook and she don't clean. We've hooked up, but we don't clean. To keep her man should be her plan, but damn, she don't see those things. So we fuck, mentally fight, every other day and night. It's like our daily ritual. You end up feeling pitiful. And 9 times out of 10, it's about nothing. So we waste time in discussion. Then we both come to the decision that this ain't loving. Then we fuck and we fight. Then we fuck some more the same night. Cause the sex is out, the sex is out, the sex is out of sight. As long as you and I have been together, I don't know why this love thing ain't better. You mad about me? Coming home, licking by the phone, waiting, steaming your piston, your dad. Then it's all about you. You question if this relationship is tragic. Do you need some space at your mama's place? Every other month is like a habit. Maybe we should get it together. Or not. Get it together. Or not. Baby, listen, I can't lie. When a couple days go by, I miss your face, I miss your taste. Hate means late, I never waste your time. Remember when you said that back in 2012? I don't know exactly when we fell. I wish I could play it back, and show you evidence. From that day, it seemed like ever since I gave you a band, you abandoned. I plan to say who's at fault, it's irrelevant. When you to blame, no kidding, and getting along is forbidden. The only time I'm on your mind is when I'm running up in that kid. As long as you and I have been together, I don't know why this love thing ain't better. You mad about me? Coming home, licking by the phone, waiting, steaming, you're pissed and you're mad. Then it's all about you. You question if this relationship is tragic. Do you need some space at your mama's place? Every other month is like a habit. Maybe we should get it together. Or not. Get it together. Or not. She can't cook, but she got a lot of demands. She want my checkbook and Prada and a lot of my bands. It took time, but I realized that I'm not your man. so we can stop this playing. Look, I'm just saying, no more good loving in your dreams and waking up and giving me that late night. I'm moving on, have a great life. Could you leave now? I can't say it twice. I get weak for your hair down, your shoes on, your legs up. Hold on, turn around, put your bags down, let me tear it up. As long as you and I have been together, I don't know why this love thing ain't better. You mad about me? Or not, get it together. Or not, get it together. Or not, get it together. Or not. Not.
Hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.